the station you can depend on for the most accurate weather forecast and news that matters. News Talk 92.3 WCPR.
Now here's Les Nessman and the news.
All right, let's go to the WCPR Breaking News Hotline. Joining us now is the mayor of Nags Head, Ben Cahoon. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you this morning? It's kind of wet out there, I know.
It is. Good morning, Sam Walker. I hope you're doing well. I'm doing great. I really appreciate your weather forecast because the official mayoral bicycle was home this morning.
I want to say that
I heard you say earlier, you called our part of town up there, Uptown Nags Head, and I really appreciated that. I've been using that term for years with all of the great assets we have up there. It really is a little uptown.
That's right, yeah. We're not Uptown Charlotte by any means, but we are uptown here on this end of Nags Head. Of course, Ben, architect at Cahoon and Caston, and right across the street from us, literally across the street from us, is your office. And so, we're all up here on the uptown side, we'll do the Jefferson song sometime about that, okay?
Sure.
All right, let's get into a few things going on with the town of Nags Head. First off, how has addressing the pandemic as a town been? And in terms, I know everybody wants to focus on the financial aspects, but there's a lot that has had to go into being able to operate a local government while still dealing with a pandemic, hasn't there?
It is. A lot has gone into it. And I just want to say, I said this in a message to them just yesterday. I'm so proud of our staff, everybody in the town, the way they've handled things. We've had to adapt. Our staffs have had to adapt to doing their jobs in different ways, to doing a building inspection with a cell phone and getting an image, to answering questions for concerned visitors and residents, and going out and doing, heavy jobs outside, wearing masks. The additional law enforcement and the care that first responders have all had to take has all, been a big part of this, but our town, I think, has really, really done a great job, and it's all about people adapting, really.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the financial impacts, because not only has there been that financial impacts that everyone around the world has seen, but, of course, ours was much more unique here on the Outer Banks, obviously, because we lost 2.5 months of revenue coming in from our spring visitors and our spring season. And was there a little bit, at least, I wouldn't say there's no bonus to this, but at least it happened when it did, to be able to adjust going into a fiscal year, because North Carolina's fiscal year being a July 1 to June 30th calendar. But I know there's been a pretty significant financial impact on the town, and how has that been addressed?
Yeah, the timing was, in a way, fortunate, even in all of the misfortune, because it was sort of peaking as we were making budget decisions in the spring. And Nags Head really took the lead, I think, in being very conservative with our budget. We had no idea what was going to happen in terms of revenue. The county was closed at that point. We didn't know when visitors would come. We didn't know how many would come. We didn't know how much money they would spend. There were so many things that we didn't know that we really cut our budget back really significantly. When we did that, though, we also said, hey, when the fall comes and we've seen what the actual circumstances have been, we'll take another look at the budget. And fortunately, for whatever reason, the Outer Banks has actually done pretty well with visitorship and spending this summer. The numbers seem to be up. The season seems to be positioned to run a little longer. Our businesses did a really great job of adapting, especially the restaurants. I'm so proud of the way our restaurants handle things. And so our financial picture is not going to be so bad, not like we thought it could be. So we're going to take another look at our budget this fall. We said we can always add back if we see the revenue. So we're going to do that soon, in the next couple of months, and see what adjustments we may need to make, but I think we were wise still to be super conservative going in.
Talking to Mayor Ben Cahoon, Town of Nag's Head here on News Talk 92.3 WZPR. And you, all this going on at the same time, you transition to a new town manager. And in North Carolina's system of government, the mayor being an elected position, but it's a part-time, quote-unquote part-time, and I know it's not a part-time job for you.
Yeah, right.
But the town manager is your administrator. That's who runs it. And Cliff Ogburn leaving, going up the road to Southern Shores, and you're in an interim basis right now. I know that – give us an update on how things have gone as far as that transition goes.
It's been an interesting year for all mayors. It's been a really interesting year for me because this is my first time as mayor, and I'm seeing some things that, you know, a lot of mayors would never see. And our former manager was fortunate to find another Outer Banks community that he could be an asset for, and they were very fortunate to get him. But it did mean that sort of in the middle of this, we pretty much had the budget settled, which was great. Cliff did stay with us until we got through the budget process, which was awesome, before he moved on. And then we were very fortunate, after doing a quick search and conducting some interviews, to find Greg Sparks, who had recently retired as the town manager in Eureka, California. The appeal of Greg was that he had a real depth of town manager experience. He had worked in resort communities like where the Telluride Ski Resort is, and he had worked in a coastal town that had some of the same regulatory and visitorship issues that a town like ours does. So we were really fortunate to get Greg to come here and serve as our interim. And what we have just done is we were going to immediately launch, as most towns do, launch into the search for a new permanent manager. We had a group of firms who were getting ready to interview, and we've had some things happen here. We've had a retirement in a critical department. We need to replace that department head. Greg has gotten a handle on how things work here and developed some good working relationships. He's in the process of filling that position. So we've extended his agreement for a time so that he can get through the hurricane season, which would be great. And the other thing is get through some critical hiring. So we've been really fortunate.
All right, let's talk about a couple of key issues that folks see every day. And one of them we're seeing this morning. And that is, of course, stormwater runoff. And that has been a problem in Nag's Head for years. But the town has really taken a rather proactive effort to get things corrected as best you can with what you're dealing with. Give us an update on how things are going with the stormwater management program.
Well, it has been an issue. One of the priorities of this board was to take some concrete steps to try to get a handle on our stormwater management and our stormwater infrastructure. And so Public Works has been very proactive in maintaining our drainage infrastructure. If you drive sort of the back streets of Nag's Head and in the early spring, you'll see them out there cleaning out ditches. We bought equipment to clean out the culverts underneath the roads and underneath the driveways. So that we could improve the drainage. We have up in Uptown Nag's Head, next to Red Drum Restaurant last year, we put in a large culvert under the road. All of our drainage ultimately goes to the outfalls, the ocean outfalls, and we're limited by their capacity. But that outfall, the pipe itself into the ocean, had more capacity than we were using because the culvert under the road was too small. So we cleaned out that ditch, put the culvert under the road. We've gotten much better performance out of that part of the system. You'll remember that we had a lot of flooding up there where Booty Treats Ice Cream and the yogurt shop are. Red Drum Restaurant, we had bad flooding up there. We've fortunately not seen a reoccurrence of that. We've done other projects through the town. We have Some areas that are proving more challenging, a little more intractable in terms of how we accomplish drainage there, but we continue to talk with the residents in those areas and have our engineers look at those issues and look for grant opportunities, and just we're going to keep pushing to tackle those issues as best we can.
And then dovetails into another issue, which of course is septic tanks and that stormwater issues there. I had an intern last summer who was a UNC Coastal Studies Institute student who was part of a whole presentation. They've done a lot of work. The Coastal Studies Institute has done a lot of work with the town regarding stormwater and the septic tank issues as well, that kind of I'd say they work together, but actually they work against each other at times. And I know that that's been a valuable resource for the town of Nags Head to have as well.
It has. We've been very fortunate. We've had a great relationship with the Coastal Studies Institute going way back. My personal experience with the Institute actually goes back into the 90s, and the Higher Education Task Force mm-hmm. that Dare County had that eventually worked out the agreement with the Institute to be here. Their first offices here were in the town of Nags Head in the old medical center. But we do have a great relationship. They bring a lot of science that we can take advantage of. You're right. The wastewater systems are a big issue for us. We're probably going to talk about offshore oil and fossil fuels in a little bit. But, the water table is rising. The tides are higher. The water table is rising. And septic systems work when there's good separation between the bottom of the field and the top of the water table. And as the water table creeps up, the septic systems don't function as well. And so that's an issue that, yes, they were able to look at, and we will continue to look at to see what kind of solutions, if any, the town needs to bring to that.
Nags Head Mayor Ben Cahoon here on OBX Today on News Talk 92.3 WZPR. Before we get into an issue that you have really taken a forefront, not just here locally but statewide, beach nourishment. We're now, we're another year beyond having the re-nourishment project. It seems to have done its job again, although we haven't, have we had what you would be call a real test of it? I mean, Dorian was a pretty good test of it, I'm sure, just coming out of it. But, I mean, looking at how things have gone, I know there'll be some more studies that go on each year. How are things going there?
Yeah, don't jinx us.
I know.
I'm knocking on my wooden head here, hoping that we do not yet. We've been very fortunate. We finished the beach nourishment last summer. We've not been challenged with a really significant storm to do much damage to that system, the rebuilt beach. One of the nice things is we actually had a little bit of extra money last year when we finished that project that we couldn't spend anywhere else. It had to be spent somewhere in the beach nourishment infrastructure. And with that extra money, we were able to put in quite a bit of additional sand fencing and sprig some additional grass. And if you walk up on some of our beach accesses and look up and down the dune, we have established a really solid, wide dune, which is really great to have. I know some homeowners don't like the extra sand coming into their yard and their swimming pool, but when the storm comes and that dune is there, they'll be really happy to see it. And so we are in about as good a shape right now as you could possibly be with the state of our beach.
And you consider it's been 9 years since the initial beach nourishment project. Of course, it came before Irene, and then you get, the re-nourishment with Dorian. It's kind of the timing there. I guess we need to plan on the next time you guys do nourishment, we need to be thinking, something's coming. And it's gone that way the last two times. So,
maybe so. But as long as the pattern stays that way and doesn't reverse, mm-hmm. we get a storm right before we get to nourish.
Yeah.
That could be bad.
All right, let's get into you brought it up, the offshore oil drilling situation, and President Trump on Tuesday in Florida says he's going to extend or sign an executive order that's going to exempt South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida for another decade from the potential for offshore oil drilling. You've been upfront about the campaign against it here on the Outer Banks, but throughout North Carolina. I know that had to be very disappointing to see that North Carolina got left out of that. Where do we stand right now as far as not only the potential for drilling, but now, of course, the battle that's been going on between the Commerce Department and the state over seismic testing? Where's things standing right now?
Yeah, Sam, I have to confess that I and other mayors that I've talked to up and down the coast are frustrated, we're mystified, and we're frankly a little angry about the current situation. There is absolutely no scientific difference between our offshore in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina's. The military considers our Atlantic waters just as valuable to training as those waters offshore of Georgia, South Carolina, and Florida. So why exempt those states and not North Carolina? And frankly, perhaps Virginia, but why not North Carolina? And, you know, it's been reported that the president said, and North Carolina could be too. Lindsey Graham quoted the president as saying, you know, North Carolina could be exempted too. All we had to do was ask. So I'd like to know from our representatives in Washington, are we asking and are we pressing the issue? Because we need to be if the opportunity is there. It really needs to be done. We, you know, that message has been all of the coast, Nag's Head through multiple resolutions, me testifying in front of Congress, every possible way we have shouted from the mountaintop, we don't want offshore oil drilling. And we're just going to have to keep fighting it, obviously. It's not going away. You asked about the offshore testing, seismic testing as well, which we've been, you know, kind of disappointed on, that we haven't been able to block. You know, we're struggling. The state is struggling. North Carolina, you know, Nag's Head doesn't have anything to do with it, but Nag's Head, North Carolina is struggling a little to block those permits. There's a lawsuit, and we'll see how that goes. But that, if people have not Googled and looked, look at the size of the ships and the seismic arrays that they're towing out there in the ocean, and you license multiple companies to do that, it's going to hurt our fishery. It's going to hurt our recreational offshore fishing. It's just really, and we don't need the oil. You know, Greg Murphy, our representative, has said if we don't need the oil, if we don't at this point, we don't need the testing either. So I don't know why this is still an issue either.
Mayor Ben Cahoon, Nag's Head, with us here on News Talk 92.3 WZPR. Let's turn back. One more thing I want to ask you about. And maybe you know, maybe I haven't had a chance to investigate it. There's some big poles down towards Whalebone Junction that have been laid over an empty lot for a little while. And I've heard rumors that it's power line. You know, they're going to put new power poles. Anything true to that? Or do you know what that's all about?
Yes, sir. Fortunately, I do. You know that every time we get a hurricane of any significance, those poles along the causeway snap off. And it's really disruptive because they're close to the highway, and replacing them requires blocking traffic. There are two circuits there. One of them is the local circuit that serves all the businesses on the causeway. The other circuit passes through, and I believe serves part of Roanoke Island and even Mann's Harbor. And so as soon as the season's over, Dominion Power will start replacing those poles. They're going to do two things with the two circuits. The circuit that goes over to Roanoke Island and the mainland is going to go underground and underwater. The circuit that serves the businesses can't be buried because they have overhead transformers. So those poles are going to be steel poles without guy wires, but they will be steel poles that hopefully won't snap off again.
Yeah, that is that has been a problem for years, and I know you guys are thrilled to see that come. A lot of people are happy to see that come finally. because of that.
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
It's, you know, that single point of that single feed point for Roanoke Island and Man's Harbor, that goes right through the causeway. Without it, there's
right.
no power over there, as we saw that one extended outage when they had the underwater cable problem a couple of years ago. Ben Cahoon,
yep.
mayor of Nags Head, you'll see him riding around on his bike quite a bit. You are a pretty avid bicyclist, aren't you?
Yes, sir, I am. We talked about Uptown Nags Head. I mean, fortunately, my life is configured that I can do most of the things I need to do on a bicycle. And if I need my car, I try to pack all those appointments in one day of the week and be out there on the bike. It's a great exercise for one, but it's also puts you in touch with the environment, and I see things as a mayor riding up and down the road that I wouldn't notice if I was in my car, and I could call attention to them.
Ben Cahoon, our guest here on News Talk 92.3, thanks so much. We need to talk again more. We're going to make this a regular occurrence with all our mayors here on the Outer Banks, getting you guys on to talk about things. So we will talk again soon.
Yes, sir. I'd be excited to do that. Last word, if you haven't done your census, do your census.
Yep, you got only a couple of weeks left to get that done by the end of the
month.
That's
right.
Yep, so make sure you get that census in there. By the way, Farmer's Market, is that going on today still?
It is indeed going on today. We do seem to have a break in the rain, and I don't know if I didn't get to go see how many vendors are out there, but the show is on today. That's one thing I did want to say is the farmer's market got extended because we have guests here in September, and so our board found a way to extend the market through September. So you got a few more weeks to go.
And the farmer's market just across, just up street from here in Uptown Nags Head over at Dowdy Park. Ben, thank you so much. Have yourself a great weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Sam. Anytime.